This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Here we go, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Despite her best efforts, this is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. I just got one question for you.
What's that?
Why did you train your dog to hang up the phone?
Only for when you call, Bill.
Yeah, but it's your segment. You hung up on your own segment, you know. I only call when it's your segment.
Jumped onto my lap and turned off the phone.
We're gonna have to have a long talk about certain things we teach our dogs. Don't you have a touchscreen phone?
I do, yes.
Anyway.
She also scrolls with her tongue.
I see. And her guest, actor on TV and screen, his name is Max Martini. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm just trying to cope.
I feel like my dog is rather useless. I need to teach him some tricks.
Your dog is just normal, Max. Keita's dog is freakish. That's what it is.
My dog doesn't know how to dog.
Yeah. It's been a while. It's been about a year since I got to talk to you at SHOT Show.
Yeah.
I told, since then, Keita, your name has come up once or twice with Keita, and I told her the next time you came on that I was going to beg for a role in one of your projects. I don't think we should take Keita's suggestion because she thinks I'd do really good as the men's room attendant.
The what room attendant?
Men's room. You know, the men's guy that gives out if I'm going to check off something on the bucket list, that's not the way I want to roll. But anyway.
That's right. Well, I will take you up on that.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that later. Anyway.
There's always room. The next movie is a vampire comedy, so. Sure. I'll make sure something goes in the men's room for it.
Now the whole thing with some of the projects you do, you portray a lot of military personnel and you do it well. And I was just wondering what kind of preparatory program do you go through to try to bring that together? And do you have to do it every time now that you've done these kind of roles a few times?
Yeah, I mean we generally have a period where before we start shooting where we train and fortunately for me the movies that I've been a part of we've had some pretty high speed operators, former operators, at the helm but that's sort of the most fun of the job for me is that preparatory work because you get to go out, you get to live fire with these guys, you get to maneuver in stacks, you get to go into clearing houses, whatever the program they designed for the film, is always a lot of fun. And I've made some great friends as a result. So, pretty much every project, there's at least 2.5-3 weeks of training, sometimes more, depending.
Now, I've seen your shooting, and your fundamentals are very good. If you ever wanted to pursue competitive shooting just for fun, you've really got a leg up.
Well, thank you.
Trigger control.
Well, it's something. Yeah, Yeah, it's not to interrupt you. It is something that I'm really passionate and obsessive about. You know, is getting it right. The tactical work really is fun for me. Like the CQB, any kind of room clearing, any of that stuff, I really love. But thank you. That's a huge compliment coming from you.
Yeah, I could tell that you were trying to do things correctly and properly as you were shooting. Part of what I do as a movement coach is I'm constantly watching what people are doing, and they call me a witch because I can tell what people are thinking while they're shooting. I wish that applied to other parts of my life, but it only works for shooting. But as you were shooting, I could see your focus on executing exactly what you were taught and replicating that and doing it right, which is why your fundamentals are so good.
Well, listen, I also have, you know, a large group of friends that if my fundamentals fail, the ridicule that comes from that side is just, so it's not worth the slip, but no, again, thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah. My guys out in Las Vegas and California, if I don't perform, they call it running with the wolves when you shoot with us.
Yeah.
So if you mess up, they let you know and they put you in your place. If you want to be part of that whole
pack. I'm anxious to, I'd love to get out and do some. It's been, you know, there's a couple firing ranges that are still open in California, following protocol, of course. And,
right.
So I have been out during this COVID period, but not much. So I'm looking forward to getting out and doing some more.
So the reason I wanted to have you on the show is because of all the work that you do for veterans. Can you tell us a little bit about what you did with Sergeant Will Gardner and maybe any other projects you've got going on to benefit veterans?
Yeah, I mean, just a little history. It's really, you know, since 9/11 become the presence of our military, the necessity of our military in the United States has become very something that, you know, like a prime focus of mine because I value so much the people that are called to service that heed that call and that put their time and their lives on the line for our freedom. And so when they return from combat, you know, look, one of the things that one of my, you know, sort of primary concerns is that they get the medical attention that they need and that they are, you know, properly cared for. Those that are injured that have, you know, physical or emotional injuries or emotional injuries. And,
right.
You know, when I started doing charitable work for the military, the VA system, you know, wasn't a horrible experience for everybody, but there were so many veterans that couldn't navigate the system that just had a very trying time. And I have a lot of friends that, you know, some of which, you know, it took a decade to get to all of their benefits, you know. So these foundations and these charities that pick up where the VA is lacking, you know, are essential, and we have to support them. And so I've made an effort, you know, starting with Sergeant Will Gardner, to drive attention to these organizations, to, you know, try to raise assistance monetarily, to drive veterans that you know are in need to these organizations, which Will Gardner was very successful in that regard.
Max, let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the first break. Is there a website you want to point out that you're doing anything with right now?
No, just my Instagram. You know, people can follow me. It's Max Martini LA, and I post everything that I do on that.
And of course, Keita.
180firearmstraining.com. If you want to set up a class, email 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. My book, Smart Moves, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, one of which Matt signed, actually, is available on Amazon.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a
10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking to the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey, and her guest, actor, and I guess filmmaker, Max Martini. I just had this thought while you guys were talking, Max, about your next project that you seem to think I'd be good for the men's room attendant.
Yeah.
Did you actually have a men's room scene in that film?
No, but I'm going to write you one.
Okay.
My fear is that you're going to get typecast, so we're going to work against that. But yeah, I know I have something in mind for you.
I had to interrupt the Will Gardner conversation. Please, Keita, pick right. that one up if you would, please.
Yeah. Go ahead. Finish up where you.
Yeah. So you know, look. I mean, the intention behind making this movie that was loosely based on the experiences a buddy of mine had coming back from combat, was to, like I said, you know, raise some monetary assistance to drive veterans that are in need to these organizations that are helping and doing so much, and maintain awareness, which is very important. I mean, I'm going to say something. You know, I was driving through L.A. the other day, and there's a portion of L.A. It's probably two or three good L.A. blocks long, which is a lot of space, and it's lined wall to wall with tents that are draped with American flags. And these are all homeless veterans. And, you know, this is a disgrace for me. It's so painful to see veterans struggling on the streets, to see veterans, you know, substance abusing alcohol, whatever it is, you know, veterans with physical injuries that need addressing, not getting assistance, not getting help. So, you know, I'm trying to do my part. I didn't serve in the military. This is a little bit of service for me. And like I said, it's important. And I think leading by example is important. So, you know, you start doing soulful work like this, you know, hopefully it's infectious and others follow along.
Yeah. And another thing too is a lot of especially the older veterans don't realize the programs that are available to them. So they think they have to make it on their own. They don't realize they can apply for help or even how to go about doing that.
Yeah, the interesting thing about Will Gardner is it started this kind of like grassroots outreach, you know, in the veteran community. I got a lot of instant messages from people saying, hey, I just want to thank you, you know, for introducing me to Warrior's Heart, which is, you know, one of the foundations that I support, which is in Texas, which it's on a 500-acre ranch. It's an amazing, amazing organization that takes in veterans and first responders. Part of the requirement is that you have an alcohol or drug dependency, and then once you're in the program, they also address TBI and PTS. And, you know, but the movie in support of these organizations was driving people that way, and it did a lot of good. You know, and then outside of Will Gardner, my next movie, you know, I put veterans on screen. I had veterans acting in the movie. I had veterans as part of the crew. What else am I doing? I have a radio show that I'm going to do on Go Country FM. We're allocating some of the proceeds to go to veteran organizations, through that. And yeah. And so, you know, I try to find a way to benefit a veteran organization or a veteran or whatnot, you know, in pretty much everything I do. So.
That's really, really amazing.
Keita, are you in the VA? Did you join the VA?
Me?
No, I'm talking about Keita. I mean, one of the things that I partake in no V8 or no VA benefits at all.
Well, if it wasn't for the VA, I would not have health insurance because I own my own business and it doesn't exactly come with health insurance being a small business owner. So thank goodness for the VA because otherwise I wouldn't have any.
Well, I mean, I don't partake in it very much at all, simply because of the minutia. And I would imagine, Max, with the stuff that you do, you see some, when some veterans come become aware of that which you are doing, that sort of the appreciation is sort of hard to quantify when you see somebody reaching out to you that way. How do you feel about that? That's got to be some good stuff happening.
You know, I've been embraced by the veteran community in such a huge way, and it's really, you know, it's made what I do for a living important to me. You know, whereas performers that don't give back, you know, are going to find themselves doing it selfishly. You know, and there's not much that's going to come out of that. And so I feel like, you know, if you have the eyes and ears of people, if you have an audience, you know, and a platform, you know, you kind of have a responsibility to set an example. And don't you agree? And you know, and the veterans, to answer your question, it's so fulfilling. And, you know, in my 25 years in the film business, I've run into, you know, two, you know, a-holes. I don't know if I can swear on your show, but
that's close enough.
That, you know, that have tried to, you know, say that I had other motives for doing, you know, and it's so ridiculous. And they get shut down by the special operations community pretty quick. And then we just go about our business. But it's very rewarding for me. And yeah, I love my veteran family.
Coming up on the next break, Kita. We're coming up on the next break, so why don't you set up your next direction you want to go?
I'd like to talk about what happened with the book that you signed last time I saw you.
Sounds good.
How do they find you again, Max? Where do they find you on IG, on Instagram?
On Instagram, at Max Martini LA.
And Kita?
180firearmstraining.com. If you want to set up a class, email 180firearmstraining@gmail.com to buy my book, Smart Moves, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport. You can find that on Amazon.
Are you inferring that the book that he signed does better than the books that you signed that go, I like you better than Bill?
So there's a story he hasn't heard yet.
Oh, okay.
About right. What happened to it.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is trying to prevent any further violence like what happened at the Capitol last week. The White House releasing a statement from the president that reads, "In light of reports of more demonstrations, I urge that there must be no violence, no lawbreaking, and no vandalism of any kind." The president calling on all Americans to help ease tensions and calm tempers. The House Minority Leader believes President Trump bears responsibility for Wednesday's riot at the Capitol.
These facts require immediate action by President Trump. Accept his share of responsibility, quell the brewing unrest, and ensure President-elect Biden is able to successfully begin his term.
Republican Kevin McCarthy saying the president should have immediately denounced the mob, but he is still not voting to impeach the president. USA Radio News. Lottery jackpots totaling more than $1.2 billion are on the line tonight and Friday night. Tonight's Powerball jackpot set for $550 million, and with no one winning the Mega Millions jackpot on Tuesday, that prize grows to $750 million for Friday's drawing. Meg Shrev-Reardon is the executive director with the Missouri Lottery. She tells ABC News,
there has been an 80% spike in sales since last Saturday, and it's continuing to grow as the hours tick. I think that now people are really looking for a little bit of hope, a little bit of something to do. Bye.
Target announced on Wednesday they saw a 17% rise in sales during the holiday season. Meantime, digital sales more than doubled. The numbers were so strong they've decided to close for the Thanksgiving holiday again this year. Target, one of many stores following the new trend of being closed on Thanksgiving Day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Or this is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, actor and filmmaker Max Martini. And Max, I was thinking about what you were saying about typecasting, and I've got your IMDb in front of me, and then I started imagining my IMDb if I was typecast as a men's room attendant. So I'm with you on fighting that. I mean, if there's some other way we could, you know, just
here's what I was thinking. You're a vampire slayer disguised as a bathroom attendant. You've got a CCW with a sidearm that has silver bullets. You hide in the far stall, and as they come in, you lay waste.
This is
pretty sexy.
Stay out of that, Keita. Just stay out of that. We're going to go with Max's version. You guys have at it. I'll be standing by.
All right, Max, last time I saw you, you were gracious enough to sign a copy of my book, which was fantastic. And I told you the next person I run into who asks me for my book is going to get a double surprise because I signed it. And then when they open it up, they see you signed it too. And that person just happened to be James Yeager. And I don't know if you know who he is. Bill, maybe you would do a better job of filling Max in on who James Yeager is.
James Yeager is, he's actually been in a couple of films himself, but I mean, he is typically, he's a trainer out of Camden, Tennessee. He typically trains about 6,000 people a year, which is pretty good for trainers. And he's got a shaved head, and I don't know if it would be called a goatee or a Van Dyke or whatever it is, but it hits the pectoralis minor. And he is quite the character. And at the same time, he's thought to be this abrasive persona until you go take a class with him. And then once you take a class with him, he's had over, I think, 30,000 students. Once you take a class with him, if you're ever involved in a shooting, which 60-some-odd of his students have been, he will appear at your trial if you have one as an expert witness. He's very loyal to his alumni. And what kind of a reaction did you get out of James Yeager there, Keita?
He was pretty excited. At first he said, no, you should just give that to, you know, someone who wouldn't be expecting it. And I said, well, were you expecting it? He said, no. But I made him keep it, and he was pretty excited.
Is he former law enforcement or military?
He's former law enforcement, and he was a military contractor. So he has been in some eyebrow raising moments.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. I'm gonna have to look him up.
His videos are comical. He's playing a character. You know, he's being this really gruff, tough guy trying to come off very tactically. So you get a laugh out of his videos. Then you meet him in person, and he's just a really sweet person.
He was the only guy at SHOT Show that had an industrial grade bottle of hand sanitizer strapped to his tactical backpack as he was going about.
I saw him. That's amazing. Now that you say that, I think I did see him. That's funny. Well, very cool.
So he was thrilled.
Since
I saw you last, I decided to do a Veterans Day on the Range through my own business, and I hosted that here in Wisconsin where I live for veterans, police, and first responders. It ended up being on the news. It was a really fun event. We started with airsoft and then moved on to pistols and rifles, PCC. It was a really good time. We did it for 2 days. I had a couple of other instructors come in from other places to help out. And it was just a really positive experience. Part of the reason I do this is to give them a fun and safe environment to be playing around with firearms, where they're under a watchful eye and they can learn something, because that's, you know, something they're familiar with. It's one of those things where once you're deployed, you come back and everything's different. You're different. And then trying to find where you fit in is really hard. So going back to the range, that's something that they do, something that's familiar to them. You know, that gunpowder smell, it just makes you happy.
It's really interesting to me that, like, there's certain things that trigger healing, you know, and I've noticed that in the organizations that I focus on, you know, they'll use recreational therapy, or they'll use range therapy, or they'll use, a dog, you know, for instance, somebody that, you know, that can bond with an animal, or for, you know, in my case, in my movie, I used a motorcycle. So many veterans are attracted to motorcycles. There's so many ways to kind of just start easing your mind and getting back to a place of balance and healing, you know, for lack of a better word. But that's really cool.
Balance is a really good word.
I love that you did that. Yeah. Yeah, you know, balance is everything, and on the physical injury side, they're doing so much for TBI now. I have a couple buddies that were special operators that are very outspoken about their injuries, but they're getting some pretty significant treatment and it's working, you know. So the thing, you know, that I always say is that the idea that there's some kind of a stigma attached to coming forward and asking for help seems to be almost a thing of the past at this point. And if you have injuries and if you have, any dependencies, there's people out there that want to help, that are available to help. And you have to go, sort of find them out, you know, because there is help available and every veteran suffering deserves it. So.
Yeah, that's right. Really awesome.
We got a minute left in this. Do you want to set up for your next segment here, Keita?
Well, for the next segment, I would like you to just fill whatever you haven't talked about yet, anything you wanted to cover that we haven't brought up.
You talking about me or Max?
Max.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Nobody wants to hear you talk, Bill.
I know. This is only my show. That's right. You trained your dog to hang up a phone, and at the same time, you're turning me into a typecast men's room attendant in a short, insignificant film career that hasn't even begun. But nobody wants to hear me. Okay. I'm good with this. I'm very good with this. You know.
You should have seen how I signed his book.
Yeah, maybe not. Anyway. That's okay. Anyway. Keita, give out your website.
180firearmstraining.com. Set up a class, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. To order my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, go to Amazon.
Max, where would they find you on Instagram?
I'm on Instagram at MaxMartiniLA.
And, of course, we're not worried about me right now because nobody wants to hear me. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, actor and filmmaker Max Martini. Before we go into the next part, Max, as I'm thinking about this, you know, Keita and I are really good friends, actually, despite all this back and forth you may be hearing. And I think maybe she ought to be in the film, too. I think she should be one of the vampires that comes into the men's room.
She could be in stall three. You know, we have a cast.
Okay. I just think he, because I mean, you know, but I leave that to you. I'm not the filmmaker. I'm just the wannabe. So
we need hot vampires. So yes, I agree.
you mean Bill, right?
No, he doesn't mean Bill. He's met me. He's met you. I've got all three of us on the same video that you sent me, Keita. He doesn't mean me. So anyway, have at it, guys.
The Max, anything
well, okay, so,
we haven't talked about?
Yeah. During the break, I was trying to think of what, you know, would be interesting to plug. But one of the things that I'm really sort of proud of that's coming up is this radio show. And I'm prematurely saying that we're doing a deal with 105 Country, so Go Country, rather. So that's not closed yet, but it will be a podcast, guaranteed, at best, and or worst-case scenario. And the show is called No Guts, No Glory, and it's myself and my co-host is Adrian Pastar, who's a longtime buddy of mine. He's a great actor. Everybody has seen him multiple times in film and TV, and he's very talented and very insightful. And the idea behind the show is that we'll focus on those pivotal formative moments in your life where you had to summon your warrior. So moments where you had set limitations for yourself that you had to exceed. Moments in your life where you were fearful and you know, for whatever, for your life, for your well-being, for somebody else's well-being, for your, you know, maybe your career was tanking, whatever. So but where you had to kind of pull the strength out of you that you didn't tap into a reserve you didn't know you had. And so I think it's going to make for a very interesting show. We'll have all kinds of celebrities, sports figures, musicians. We could have veterans on. We could have a kid that's getting bullied at school, and talk about that. So in and around all the buffoonery that will ensue just, as a result of he and I having known each other for so long, there's some really good, heartful conversations to be had. And I encourage people to look for it. Obviously, I'll be posting on my Instagram at MaxMartiniLA. And the show will have its own page. But please, please, please look for it. I think it's going to make for a good half hour of long-form conversation.
You seen any of the flicks that Adrian was in, Keita?
No, not off the top of my head.
Adrian was in a very, I don't remember the title, but he was in a very edgy vampire flick, speaking of vampire flicks.
Yes, well, he was. Near Dark.
Near Dark. Right. Him, Lance Henriksen, and, it was... the late Bill Paxton, he was in that.
And
that was a really edgy one. He was in Top Gun for, 5.5 minutes or something? But he was in it.
Yeah. He's done a lot of TV, and, he's got a big following, and he's very funny. And he and I get together, and it's nothing shy of entertaining. So I think it'll be a good show. So, yeah, look out for it if you can, I'm excited to do something different, That'll be a first for me.
Well, following 2020 is a really good time to have that kind of a show.
Isn't it? I know.
That's old school, too, Max. I mean, in the 40s, all the big film actors had a radio show.
Did they?
They did. I mean, even Jimmy Stewart had a radio show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that you're going old school, dude.
I love it. I'm ready.
He's vintage.
He's not vintage.
Bringing it back.
No, I'm not vintage yet. Isn't that
no,
nice?
That
50 is the new 20, Keita.
That's right. That's right. Anyway, there's that, and then as far when I have the movie the vampire movie is a sequel to a movie that's coming out soon. I don't have a date yet because COVID kind of threw a wrench into our release,
yeah.
But. We have a movie that I did right after Sergeant Will Gardner, which is a just balls-to-the-wall comedy called The Manson Brothers Midnight Zombie Massacre.
I've seen that title. That's right. I mean, for you guys out there, the whole closing down of the theaters, that put a big damper on 2020 altogether for the movie industry, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There really aren't any theatrical releases happening right now. It's pretty much all streaming, which can be good or bad. I mean, it's if you have the right team behind it, I think and especially for a movie like ours, that doesn't need to hit the $30 million mark to recoup. It could work for us. So we'll likely end up streaming on Netflix and Amazon and iTunes and all those streaming platforms. But the movie's got, go ahead.
But there's been a lot of filming going on out of country, isn't that right?
Yeah, I think they are still filming out of country. But the filming in country is at a complete standstill.
Right.
Hollywood is one of the last industries to recover here, as music would be probably the very last.
Yeah.
But. It's been pretty rough and hopefully we get back to normal. I don't even remember what normal is anymore, but I sure miss it. I know that.
We were normal in Vegas.
That's right. I'm never normal in Vegas. I guess that is normal for me.
Now, have you had COVID yet?
No. But go ahead.
When I met you, somebody gave me COVID at SHOT Show.
Really?
Yeah. So when I met you, you must be one of those types that you're just completely asymptomatic because I was in the incubation period.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So what is happening? Is SHOT? I guess it's canceled for 21.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad. It's always fun to go there.
Well, I mean, they can't. There's no way to keep that many gun people in a group of 50 or less. There's just no way to do it.
No way to do it.
A lot of people go there just to hang out with people and send people text messages like, hey, you want me to bring Max Martini to your booth? That kind of thing.
Right. Exactly.
Usually after SHOT Show, you just kind of plan for being sick afterward, because anytime you're around that many people all at the same time and you're all
SHOT
shaking hands and taking selfies, you know, you're just going to get sick.
Yeah.
We got about a minute and a half left, Keita.
Say again?
Minute and a half left.
All right. Well, I really enjoyed having you here, and I'm really grateful as a veteran for all of the things you're doing for the veterans. And I think Sergeant Will Gardner was really groundbreaking in that it really captured what people go through and explained it to people who don't understand and gave the people who are going through it something they can relate to and say, oh, I'm not the only one. And the fact that you're donating proceeds to the veterans is just, I mean, as a veteran, I can't even speak to what that means to our veteran community. That is huge.
Yeah. I mean, you doing what you do, for a lot of us, you know, we went in with these guarantees, and some of them, let's just say they're not people of their word, and then people like you step up and go beyond the guarantee. So thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks for your service. Yeah. And you know, for all the listeners out there that aren't military, I challenge you, you know, to do something for our veteran community and not be a supporter and that you say that you support veterans, but actually get out and get your hands dirty and do one thing for the veteran community, and it will be so appreciated. And you're not only doing something for the veteran community, you're doing something for our service, and you're showing people that the veterans are supported, and you're inspiring people to enlist, because our military...
We're running out of time. Running out of time. So thank you, Max. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Max. Bye, Bill.
Bye.
This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.